It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for January 31st of 2025. There's so much news happening each and every day that it's near impossible to keep up to date with what dear leader Trump and his MAGA Republicans have done or are doing. But I want to draw your attention on something that happened here in Michigan this week, and it exemplifies what MAGA Republicanism is all about. Calvin Robinson, a Grand Rapids priest with the Anglican Catholic Church, was removed of his position by the church for mimicking a gesture Elon Musk recently made that looked to most sane people out there like a Nazi salute. As Robinson concluded his remarks at a national pro-life summit in Washington, D.C. last week, he copied Elon's patting of the heart and then holding his arm straight out with his palm down. Now, Robinson's gesture drew raucous cheers and laughter from the crowd, who just loved watching a man of faith mimic a Nazi salute. Now, I'm not a church-going guy myself, and in fact, I'm agnostic, but from my reading and studying of Christianity, I didn't really get the impression that Jesus would have been cool with Nazis. I also kind of learned that message from Raiders of the Lost Ark. Maybe that's just me, though, because watching how that so-called pro-life crowd reacted to Robinson's salute, they sure seemed to love it. Of course, what do you expect from a group of people whose main purpose in life is to punish women for having sex or getting raped? Now, the Anglican Catholic Church said in an announcement that Robinson was being stripped of his position because it believes that those who mimic the Nazi salute, even as a joke or an attempt to troll their opponents, trivialize the horror of the Holocaust and diminish the sacrifice of those who fought against its perpetrators. Robinson accepted the church's decision, but defended himself on social media, saying he made the gesture to mock hysterical liberals who called Elon Musk a Nazi. Now, Elon, who owns the site formerly known as Twitter, made that gesture during a post-inaugural event, which drew huge applause from Dear Leader's cult. And then, just days later, the billionaire tech bro waded into Germany's upcoming election, where he endorsed the far-right candidate there and told the crowd that there's frankly too much of a focus on past guilt and that Germans need to move beyond that. Wow. And Musk made those comments, by the way, just 2 days before International Holocaust Remembrance Day. But that's who's basically the vice president, if not the shadow president, in the White House. And we wonder why Dear Leader and his cult reflexively blame anti-discrimination policies for whatever is wrong in the country, including the tragedy involving the Army helicopter crashing into a commercial jet in Washington, D.C., where there were no survivors. Musk and MAGA believe that the cult will always blame people of color or disabled people or the working class in general before believing the truth that Musk told the FAA administrator to resign, which he did when Dear Leader was inaugurated and no replacement had been named when the crash happened. As Betty Bauer said on Blue Sky, Elon Musk starts interfering with staffing at Twitter and the site dies. Elon Musk starts interfering with staffing at the FAA and people die. Please keep him away from things that matter. And for the record, as of right now, it appears the helicopter pilot was white, the airplane pilot was white, and the air traffic controller was white. Just know, though, that whenever things go wrong for Dear Leader, he'll try to always scapegoat diversity rather than accept responsibility for himself. The party of responsibility, what a joke. But that's who Calvin Robinson and the MAGA cult revere, glorify, and align with. And so when Calvin Robinson mimics Elon Musk's salute, he's mocking marginalized people and the disadvantaged. You know, the people Jesus loves. At the very least, Calvin Robinson can no longer spread his message of hate draped in Christianity. Take the small victories where we can get them right now, but also let this be a lesson to keep shining a light on who these hateful people truly are. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is my email. Subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to us on YouTube. And check out this week's episode featuring Michigan environmental activist Peter Sinclair. Take the battle to them.